We are on the line with Sean Lee Popham, an active member in the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, OCAMP. Sean is speaking to us from Whitby Jail in Ontario, where he's been held since June 12th. He was arrested after a symbolic eviction of the Minister of Finance of Ontario, where there are 2,000 evictions happening every month, contributing to the growing numbers of homeless people in the province. OCAMP, the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty, sees it fit to highlight the crisis by giving this government a taste of what they dish out every day. Now, Sean, I'd like to ask you, what is the history of OCAMP and what is OCAMP striving for?
We do casework for people who aren't getting their welfare checks. Tenants who aren't having repairs done to their house come to OCAMP and we put in grievances for them. We work with families whose immigration cases aren't going forward smoothly enough or who are facing deportation. And in Toronto, within the poor and homeless communities, OCAP's developed a reputation as a group who's willing to do what it takes to get results. So if that means going with a family who the government is seeking to deport, going with them to the immigration office, bringing 40 people from a union flying squad and saying, we're not leaving until we get this hearing. That's what we'll have to do. And throughout our work with people in Toronto, we've recognized that OCAP as an organization can't confront this government alone. After the rally and march on Queen's Park last year of June 15th, which resulted in the police riot, we've been trying to decide where can the organization go from here? And so recently we've launched a new campaign called the Defeat Harris campaign, which will be kicking off this fall all across Ontario. And the idea of the Defeat Harris campaign is that it's one of economic disruption. It's that the only thing that this government cares about is that the wheels of the economy keep running smoothly. So if we're going to have our voices heard, and if we're going to make an impact in this province, what we need to do is to affect the economy. So the kickoff action to that, OCAP and allies went to Jim Flaherty's office, who's currently the Minister of Finance, to evict him from his office. Now, recently in Ontario, Flaherty, as the Minister of Finance, brought in a bill that makes it possible for parents to send their kids to private school and get a reimbursement from the provincial government. So if you send your kid to private school, you'll get $3,500 back from the government. Now, what they haven't said is that originally they fund each public school student to the tune of $7,000. So not only are they taking, by bringing in the private school funding, they're actually increasing, they're saving themselves half the cost of each student, and they're encouraging private schools, which are obviously only available to the most rich of society.
Okay.
So the idea behind the action was that if there's more than 2,000 evictions a month in Toronto, there's people dying on the streets. People have done whatever they can to get this government to listen, and nothing will happen. So if poor people are going to get kicked out of their house, then OCAP was saying that we're going to start kicking out the government and their decision makers out of their offices. And that's what we did on June 12th.
Okay. You've adopted a very, OCAMP, in its actions, has adopted a very confrontational attitude towards the Harris government and towards the architectures of North American capitalism, let's say. Obviously, there's probably been many different responses to that tone for action. Can you tell me a bit about the responses that you've found within poor communities in Ontario, and also the response of mainstream media and how it's and mainstream media's relationship to kind of honing the public image of OCAMP?
Well, I think what publicly OCAMP is known best for, both in the media but in the general left movement in Ontario and across the country, is its direct action, whether it's the June 15th, whether it's March to Ottawa, where people took a delegation of 300 homeless people to march onto Parliament Hill and were met by violence by the RCMP, whether it's actions like the eviction of Flaherty. That's sort of OCAP's public image. But really, within communities we work in, OCAP's day-to-day image is one of doing the individual casework that gets things done. As I said before, fighting evictions, fighting deportations, getting people's welfare checks back. So, and for on the streets and in the communities in Toronto where we work, that's our reputation. And coming in here, people had told me after the action, oh, no one's going to understand it. They're just going to think that you just went in and threw somebody's stuff on the ground. They're not going to understand the action. But I came in here and explained in a couple, two sentences to other guys in the jail what we had done, and they understood right away. It's clear what the impetus of the action is. So I think in communities being hit by the policies of Mykerus, which are the policies of globalization, people understand, and I've got huge support inside the jail. Everyone's been really, really supportive, and I know from what I've heard on the outside, ever since the action, we've gotten 200 new members. We've had organizations signing on every day to the Harris campaign. $300 to $500 are coming in every day to help with legal costs and to build the campaign. So it seems like in the working class and the poor communities and the homeless communities across the province, the support's been great.
Okay. Go ahead.
The other part, I guess, you asked was as far as the media.
Mm-hmm.
The media, I think after very quickly, OCAP made a decision that the media is going to say what they're going to say.
Okay.
And so our responses range from the National Post and the Sun saying that we're a group of terrorists or one-trick ponies. And surprisingly, recently in the Star, we've gotten some favorable coverage. People saying that, well, we don't support violence. We understand that what choice do people have in this province right now? If the government won't listen, what tactics are people going to resort to? So I think there has been some favorable coverage, and mostly in the Toronto Star.
Okay. And in terms of actions and resistance to Harris's government and the more corporate globalization, what do you see for the future, both in terms of OCAMP, yourself, your court case, and the movement in general?
Well, as far as myself, I've been held now since June 12th. I was DO'd, which means I had a detention order put out on me, and my bail was revoked. And I'm going up for a bail review a week this past Monday.
Okay.
Which, if all goes well, I'll get out, but it's hard to say at this point. As far as the general movement, in Ontario, we're at a point where it's no longer OCAP. Through these arrests, people across the province have come out in support and let it be known that we can't, that OCAP can't continue to take the brunt of the hits from the state, whether that's people getting jailed, legal costs, etc. People have come out and said, we want to stand by you. This isn't your campaign in the fall. This is all of our campaign now. So the Canadian Labour Congress came out at a press conference we had a week and a half ago and donated another $1,000. The Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation, a pretty well known as a fairly conservative union, came out in support. The Grand Chiefs of Ontario met in Walpole Island last weekend, and out of that meeting, Charles Fox, who's the Grand Chief in Ontario, came out and in a statement said that they supported the fall campaign, that they wanted to work more closely with OCAP, and predicted that we might see OCAs and IPRWASHs across the province this fall. So I think it's clear for people here that the fight will continue, that the fight will continue in people's communities, and it will be rooted there in ways that are meaningful. It won't be going to other towns and fighting on one-time things, but it will be doing the groundwork there every day to build a movement that can replace this government.
Okay. We're out of time here, and I want to thank you for coming on air today.
Thank you.
And I wish you luck for the future. And we in Montreal are standing behind the campaigns of OCAMP for October. So take care of yourself.
Thank you very much. Can I just give OCAMP information? Would that be possible?
Yeah.
If people want to find out more about the campaign or to help out with legal fees, they can do that by sending an email to OCAP, OCAP at tao.ca, OCAP at dao.ca. And just want to know that everyone that we've gotten the support from Montreal, and we look forward to seeing you in the fall.
Thank you, Sean.
Take care.